Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Radha Radhakrishnan, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. Today, we speak to four students from Commits Bangalore. They are Ashrita, Aratrika, Romita, and Shilok. They discuss Myntra logo controversy and what their views on it. Here we go.
Okay, I think for me it was unnecessary. It is most likely that most of the Indian population may not have even noticed the resemblance with the supposedly naked women of the Myntra logo. But now that I've seen it, I can't unsee it. I think the whole controversy was unnecessary according to me.
The thing is, I feel like nowadays people are looking too much into things, is what I think. And like Ashwita said, it was really unnecessary because, you know, till now nobody noticed it. And now suddenly when someone did, there's an outroar. Like, you do realize that till date you did not have anything to say about it and you were happily buying things from that brand. And suddenly people are equating this to a feminist movement. Like, I understand that, you know, like, you think that they were offending women by doing this, and but somehow some women have been going around throwing things like this is an insidious culture that, you know, men have been propagating from within Myntra, that this is how we are going to offend women and this is how we subjugate them. So I don't really get the point behind it. I mean, yeah, it was unnecessary, I feel.
Adding to Ashrita and Aratrika, I believe that, yes, I completely agree with them that it was unnecessary. And also, it's kind of, you know, how do we see it? And there is a very diverse perception. And in an interesting way, I kind of, you know, like that how Myntra kind of not really got into it and immediately changed. But also my question is, just because they were a huge capital, you know, a brand, they were able to change. The changing logo is also a very costliest thing. What if they were a very small brand? Were they able to afford this, or were they able to, like, you know, it could have led for the bank or, you know, corruption and stuff. And also in other way, I also feel that there is a lack of diversity and inclusivity policies and programs. So in a marketing team or in a branding team, it is so important to have a diverse community who can actually give you a various different perceptions so that you do not end for these kind of a controversies. So yeah. And yes, again, it was very unnecessary to do, as Ashwita said, something which is seen now and it can't be unseen. And every M word will be, you know, kind of sexualizing a female body or something. So that's what is being injected for the most of the audience today.
I would also like to say that the creation of a brand persona is not done with vulgarity in mind. So it requires hours of creative thinking to come up with a new brand logo, and to invalidate that, it should not be acceptable.
At the same time, I think that another important part is, you know, okay, let's say that the M of the Myntra symbol, you know, symbolizes the open legs of a woman or the vagina, right? I mean, but then it is where life is born and it is where pleasure is. So, I mean, I kind of wonder if, you know, that women are still so scared of their, you know, own sexuality that a mere possible dissent, you know, representation offends them so much that there's actually a lawsuit. I mean, also at the same time, should like brands play safe and, you know, use a more safe lettering policy? Probably they could do that, but I think, like, you know, Ashwita also said, it kind of bars a lot of creativity and the artistic representation of the brand. Like, you know, a brand's logo kind of represents what their values are or what the brand is about. So, I mean, was it really necessary to bring out a lawsuit if at all it might possibly represent? And at the same time, Myntra, even the logo, when all the letters are brought together, there is no such issue at all. So,
just adding to Romita, it's also, we have to see how are we open about, you know, the sexuality of women today? So, you know, how we were being so gender policed all this. I feel that like Myntra logo was a kind of a very feminist revolution for me in a different, you know, perception, because it's just so wild as a woman's nature who's so open about her sexuality.
You were talking about how easily Myntra changed its logo. So do you feel that, you know, the company should have stood ground, try to explain how the logo got evolved?
Right. While brand needs to be sensitive to consumer sentiments and address them as much as possible, I feel like it can't be reacting to every single outcry. I think they should have stood their ground and like you mentioned, spoke about how the brand evolved and what the creator was thinking while creating the logo. So I think that was very important. I was very surprised when they very easily said okay to change.
Nowadays, cancel culture is a big thing, right? So maybe in the back of their minds, they were worried about, you know, they are a big brand. I understand that. But at the end of the day, I mean, people on Twitter can be very vicious. I mean, I have been on Twitter since 2013 and I know how vicious people can be. So like maybe, you know, that they were not prepared for that backlash as well. I mean, they were already being bashed around on social media. So I guess because of that, they decided to do it. But then again, like Shilok said previously, they were able to do that because they're a big brand and they have a lot of, to be very honest, they have a lot of money. If they were a small brand or maybe a startup or something, I guess they would have been, I mean, royally cancelled. So that's that.
If you didn't have money, okay, to change the logo the way Myntra did it, it would have probably figured out another way of dealing with this, isn't it? So is it that it was seen as an easy and a convenient and a quick way out?
Yes, and also it's kind of the, you know, the present economic situations where people, I mean, the brands doesn't want it to really invest on such controversies or with any kind of a campaigns and stuff. They just wanted to move on because there is also a huge pressure that they need to, you know, make it very productive and like, you know, a lot of profitable kind of a business. They need to lead the team and stuff. But I think they could have stand with what they had and also kind of brought a new perception. So accepting and just, you know, dealing with it, it's just like a very easy move. It doesn't really, you know, promises for various other consumers what they believe in Myntra as well. So as I said, like, you know, there are different kinds of perceptions, but by accepting, they think that it also showcases that they were wrong or they haven't thought so much while they were designing logo or something like that. So if they could have actually brought a different kind of a story or different kind of a campaigns where and it also kind of a lack of PR team might be. So there should be, what I'm trying to say is, there is a lot of potentiality to narrate a new story, which Myntra didn't do.
Yeah, I mean, also what they, yeah, also they, what could they have done was, you know, they could get the designers on board and maybe, you know, all of them could explain with a video or a photograph how, what it really means or like the anatomy of the design. So that instead of, you know, pinpointing at what it might be like, we could actually understand what they thought when they were creating the logo. I mean, that would have been a much more sensible option rather than changing it. Because, I mean, with reference to the Tanishq ad as well, you know, when they took it down, it kind of, you know, falls short of the solidarity that, you know, the people show or how other brands show with each other. Because we expect it to, you know, stand strong with its values and what they really stand for. So, I mean, I think if the designers came on board and kind of created a video or a, you know, stop still shot where they could explain the anatomy, it would have been much better for the brand also.
I also think such complaints are the ones that give away to unnecessary censorship in various art forms, in various media. The intolerance is not very subtle here. And it's also extremely sensitive to take offense to such matters. It seems very dangerous. So today it is the logo of a leading brand, but nothing stops it from translating into a more serious one in the future. So I think we are leading to a very dangerous situation.
Should brands and companies be aware of the fact that anybody tomorrow can come into the picture and start a kind of a boycott culture or a boycott campaign?
I don't say it's about fear. It's about how can you be more inclusive. You need to always prepare for what's coming tomorrow. So how can you be more inclusive in such a diverse world is so important. Because as Ashwita was mentioning, like everyone has some or the other opinions. You cannot always satisfy all the opinions that the whole world has, right? So, but it is important to prepare yourself to be as inclusive as you can.
And I also think trolling, backlash and outrage are always around the corner for brands as long as social media exists. So what brands can do is stay true to who they are and their values and refrain from tone-deafing communication. So this might be the best strategy, I guess, because I don't think people who usually buy Tanishq jewelry or watches or whatever it is, there are certain loyal customers. I think they will stick to them, and social media has become such a dark place. So I don't think this trolling will ever stop.
And also coming back to the second question that we asked, like, how are we going to handle these situations? So I think Myntra should have stood up with what their vision and mission is, how they actually value women or any other personalities, especially with their audience, and do not just easily, accept what happened. They should actually had narrated a different story and just stood what they are, as Ashwita said, to tell what's there as the whole truth, vision and mission of the brand.
Is it a brand that you would still trust and go for your shopping?
I would definitely go ahead and shop with them, because I don't think I was shopping with from Myntra because of their logo at ever, because it was always the products and the service. But at the same time, I think, like, personally, I think I do not look at the brand as a very strong brand anymore, simply because one complaint and even without an explanation they just went ahead and changed it. So tomorrow somebody might just find a flaw with their name, and it might not even be Myntra anymore. So I would say shop, but I wouldn't really look at the brand.
So I would still shop, but I wouldn't trust them so much. There will be no such loyalty with the brand.
Okay.
The thing about me and Myntra is that I haven't really had that good of an experience with Myntra, so I'm always an Ajio shopper, so it doesn't really matter to me. Like, I'm indifferent to this entire thing, so it's like, even if I were to go ahead and shop, it wouldn't really make much of a difference, and even if I wouldn't shop, it wouldn't make much of a difference. So that.
I agree with Aradhika. I think Myntra could have used this chance and they could have actually impressed much more loyal customers if they had handled it in a much funnier or a witty way. But since they just nodded their heads, I think that was a turn off for many. Like the Xbox was leaked, their social media team did a very nice job by they replied in a very funny way by using a meme. So that got a lot of applause from the audience. So they could have handled it in a very nice way.
Cool.
I have one last thing to say, because we should realize, where is it coming from? So what is the fight happening here? And I feel that it's like complete, the whole history of the lot of brands have been, female sexualization of a lot of brands have led to this kind of a controversies today. So the whole the controversy which is happening is about the fight of the misogynistic world, and I think all brands have to prepare for this which is going to come tomorrow. So
cool. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Isabel.
Thank you, Isabel. Yes.
Tune in next week for another episode of Mrugashira. Adios.